I listen to the music of my soul. I listen to the music of my soul. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I listen to the music of my soul. I might hear music singing in the background. I might hear music playing in the background. I might hear the glorious strains of Mozart or Beethoven. I might hear the glorious strains of music from all over the world. But when I begin to listen to the music of my soul, I hear music that has never been heard by another living being. I hear music that has little been thought of, little been dreamed about, little been wished for. I hear music that touches my heart and lifts up my being in such a magnificent way that I feel like I can fly through the sky, that I can soar into the heavens, that I can reach into the depths of my own being and into the being of all of my creation. Music has its own special, wonderful, joyous experience for me. What it does for me, it lets me listen. It lets me be peace. It lets me see the wholeness and the goodness and the joy that is everywhere. Music just sort of reveals to me how wonderful life is, how wonderful the world is, how wonderful I am. And the more wonderful I can think that I am, the more grand that I can think I am, the more beautiful is the music that dwells in my heart. The more beautiful is the music that soars from my soul. Now, it's there all the time. That music is always playing. But I don't always listen. I allow myself to be busy with day-to-day activities. I allow myself to be busy with other things. And I don't hear the music. And I think to myself, what is this? Why don't I hear the music? Why is it that the music is always there, but I don't hear it? Well, our mind, that is our physical brain, and our body, have a tendency to want to usurp our attention. They want to turn our attention to the world about us. They want us to listen to the beautiful strains of the great musicians of all time, or the rock music of today. They want us to soar into consciousness and be in that allness. They want us to pay attention to this, and they want us to listen always outside ourselves. And listening outside ourselves is a wonderful thing too. A lot of beautiful things take place outside of ourselves. However, the most beautiful things take place within us. As I train myself to listen to the music of my soul, as I train myself to be aware of it, it's always there, it always was there, it always will be there, but as I train myself to listen to it, all of a sudden, all of the human circumstances of my life take on a different significance. All of the human circumstances of my life are totally different. They're totally away. This is why the great meditators say, be at peace. Stop all your outward searching and seeking and listen within for a little while. There's a new program that is developing, and this is a program of games on the internet and games on your computer. New, Herb? My gosh, haven't you been watching? Well, listen, the computer is new too. The computer is a very new experience in our world. It's always been here, but it's new to us. Now, in this computer, they teach children to play games. And some of these games even teach them to play God, like the Sims programs. And they're quite charming. But what they do is they allow you to think on a level that you can think, on a speed you can think, on an apprehension that you can do. And then, after that, then they move you into the next level of apprehension, the next level of intellectual or mental awareness. And they keep moving you and exciting you and challenging you until you open up your inner awareness beyond anything you could have ever imagined. And you are quick and you are alert and you are dynamic and you are vital and you are alive. Well, this seems just to be contrary to what we're talking about. the music of our soul, which gives us peace and settles us. Well, I think we have to stop and think. The world is going at a very high pitch. The world is going at a very high rate of speed, in which it is encouraging us to think in very interesting ways. And as we think in these very interesting ways, we come up with some very interesting ideas. The world is teaching us to be more and more brain conscious. And as we are more and more brain conscious, the world is teaching us how to get inside of our brain and how to work with it and manipulate it and control it. And this is beautiful. And as we allow ourselves to become more and more intensely interested in this, we forget the quiet times. We forget the times of peace. We become addicted to our new program. And this is one of the things that has been a bit of a difficult thing with the games on computers. People become addicted to them. Now, you say, well, that's not a bad addiction. Their mind is busy, their brain is busy, their thinking and their world is busy. Yes, that's true. And they become more alert. And they become more fantastic. Would you like to be able to say, there is peace on earth, and in your consciousness experience peace on earth? Or would you like to go and be one of the greatest mediators, one of the greatest diplomats in the world, and go around the world bringing peace on earth by your diplomatic activity? That sounds not bad too, isn't it? Would you like to be on the police force of the world that keeps all countries harmonious with one another by physical force and by holding a big stick over them? Or we could go on with many other possibilities. But do you want to do the spiritual mental thing? Do you want to do the talking thing, the intellectual thing? Do you want to do the physical thing? You have to make up your mind on this. I listen to the music of my soul, and as I listen to the music of my soul, I hear all the world is at peace. I hear all the world is in harmony. I hear everything is beautiful because it's my creation. That's what I hear when I hear the music of my soul. You have the privilege of listening to the music of your soul too. But ask yourself as you listen to the music from your within, that you think is within at least, is this the music of your soul, of peace, of harmony, of right action, of joy and truth and goodness around the world and everywhere? Or is it just a placebo that makes you think everything is right, and it really isn't? As you think about these things, think about them. What sort of music do you listen to in your soul? Or do you listen to your soul at all? Do you listen to the CDs, the radio, the television, all the other media? Do you listen to them revealing what they think the world's all about? It's not bad. It's not good. It just is. You're the master of yourself. Today is a good time to take charge of being a master of yourself. I listen to the music of my soul, and I am peace. I listen to the music of my soul, and all is good and very good. Think on these things. I enjoy thinking about them. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.